Good afternoon, and welcome to Eastern Mennonite University classes of 2020 and 2022. My name is Fred Niss, and I'm the provost here at EMU. This evening's matriculation ceremony marks the formal beginning of your journey as undergraduate university students here in this special community of learning. The word matriculate comes from a Latin word meaning to add your name to a register. So today, as you matriculate, you are adding your name to the register, casting your lot with this particular university at this particular time in your life. We're thrilled that you chose us. And all of us at EMU, your admissions counselors, the faculty, staff, and administrators, we're all prepared to welcome you into this community to make this feel like home for you. Our matriculation ceremony this evening is the first of a pair of bookends. It combines with commencement a few years from now to frame your time at EMU. In the meantime, we have many adventures and explorations to undertake together. Welcome to our exciting community of learning. EMU first opened its doors in 1917. So you are our 102nd incoming class. Last year, we had a grand year-long centennial celebration, and now we look to you to help us launch our second century. You will help us define who we will be for the next 100 years. Change is in the air these days as we launch new programs, grow our enrollments, and constantly strive to improve our curriculum in order to serve the changing needs of our students and the world. When you enter EMU, you become part of a dynamic community, engaged in a lively and ongoing conversation about the big questions that face us all. As our strategic plan states, we are a Christian university that engages the full diversity of human experience and identity, facilitating progress and social change in addressing the most pressing problems in our world. We need your voices to enrich our conversation, so don't be shy about speaking up. Here you will enjoy the benefits of academic freedom, a core value of university life that enables the voices of all to be heard. What makes this particular university, EMU, a special place is the set of values and ideals that bind us together and provide a framework for our conversations, debates, and at times even conflicts. This weekend, you will be introduced to one of our foundational documents entitled Life Together, Commitments for a Community of Learning. It articulates 5 ideals that shape the community of learning we aspire to be. 1, love for God and one another. 2, wisdom. 3, equality. 4, sustainability. And 5, accountability. These ideals are what make EMU a special place. They provide the safe space for bold and adventurous exploration. We invite you to adopt them as your own, and we will hold each other accountable in living up to them. In all our conversation and action as a community of learning, we look to Jesus as our role model, God's word made visible, living among us and guiding us in the way of truth and justice. EMU is a liberal arts university, which means we care deeply for our students as whole persons. We will push you hard to deepen your knowledge, expand your insight, and broaden your horizons. Academically, you will be working harder than you ever have before. But along with that, we will encourage holistic development in all dimensions, spiritual, social, emotional, and academic. That means that along with study, you will have plenty of opportunities for worship, for socializing with others, and for play. Here at EMU, you will face more challenges and have greater independence than you've ever had before. Thus, you will need to make wise choices and manage your time well. You will have plenty of help in this. As I've already said several times in this short welcome, We are a community of learning. We're all in this together, and you will find as much support as you need in making a success of your time at EMU. Matriculation marks a beginning. We look forward to celebrating your graduation just a few short years from now. In the meantime, there's much adventure and much learning to take place. That's what we want to highlight in this matriculation ceremony. I now ask Reverend Brian Martin Burkholder, University Campus Pastor, to lead us in an opening invocation.
I invite you to pray with me. God of grace and mercy, we gather today in the presence of your Spirit, acknowledging this as a time of transition. We pray for a sense of peace for students amid the mixed emotions of excitement and uncertainty. We pray for parents that they will feel a readiness to send daughters and sons into a new setting, trusting that your hand will be guiding them. We pray that we, who are faculty and staff, will extend a warm and gracious welcome to this group of new students seeking to provide and grow a nurturing, supportive community. We pray that for the students, this will be a season of new experiences, a season for developing meaningful relationships, and a season for learning deeply and broadly. We pray that these students, and indeed all of us, will be shaped into the persons you would have us to be, who seek not just knowledge, but true wisdom, who live gently on the earth, who cry with brothers and sisters who are suffering, who follow the ways of peace in a world filled with violence, who work for healing in the midst of brokenness, who hunger and thirst for what is right, who strive to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you, O God. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is a special ceremony, so we invited a special guest. We're excited to have our Harrisonburg City Mayor, Dina Reed, with us. Mayor Dina Reed, a native of Harrisonburg, Virginia, is a proven leader with tremendous skill and experience in leading impactful programs for young people of all ages. However, her greatest achievement was on November 8, 2016, when she was elected to Harrisonburg City Council with the highest number of votes ever recorded for a Harrisonburg City Council race. And on January 3rd, 2017, Dina was elected by City Council as the first African-American woman mayor of Harrisonburg, Virginia. Dina currently serves as the program director for On the Road Collaborative, a nonprofit youth empowerment organization that serves more than 200 middle school youth annually at Skyline Middle School and Thomas Harrison Middle School, both in Harrisonburg, helping to set them on the road to college and career. Recently, Dina was featured in Essence Magazine, Bloom, and Curio Magazine for her accomplishments. She was recognized by Commonwealth Attorney Marcia Garst as Citizen of the Year in 2015, was the recipient of the MLK Community Service Award and the Northeast Neighborhood Community Service Award. Dina continues to hold numerous offices within several community organizations and remains passionate in her work to enrich the lives of youth in her community. Directly after the mayor's welcome, Leah Wenger, a junior with dual majors in psychology and music performance for Broadway, will come and lead us in a song. As noted in the program, this hymn and the closing hymn are accompanied by our music faculty member, Assistant Professor Dr. David Berry, an active classical pianist. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mayor Reed.
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Hutzman and EMU faculty and administration, for having me here today. It is both an honor and a privilege to stand before you and greet you to this amazing community. It is always an honor for me to be on your campus. To our new students and families, welcome. On behalf of the city of Harrisonburg, I would like to welcome you to the Shenandoah Valley. I promise you have made the right decision in choosing Eastern Mennonite University and Harrisonburg as your home for the next 4 years. EMU has been the very foundation upon which the city of Harrisonburg makes the rightful claim as a friendly city. With a mission to educate students, to lead in a global context, a vision to offer healing and hope in our diverse world. EMU is our city's disciples. It is this university that leads the way in peace building. It is this university that leads the way in restorative and transformative justice. It is this university that teaches us as a city how to embrace, celebrate, and welcome neighbors and stakeholders from all faiths, backgrounds, and cultures. EMU is the city's moral compass, our reference for social, political, and spiritual wisdom and guidance. We are proud to have EMU as one of our leading universities here in the Shenandoah Valley. So as you embark on your new chapter in life, I encourage you to enjoy every moment of your EMU journey. And know, as a city, we support you and we are here for you. So again, welcome to the best 4 years of your life. Thank you for having me.
Congregational singing in four-part harmony has a historically significant place in the Mennonite Church. Eastern Mennonite University is no longer a majority of Mennonite students, and we are proud of that fact. We are thrilled to welcome different backgrounds, different cultures, different experiences. We are also proud of our Mennonite history and would like to share a part of that with you through song. If you are familiar with these songs, please sing, and if not, sing anyways. This is about building community, bringing many voices, many parts into one worshiping body. I invite you to join as you feel comfortable. Turn with me to Sing the Journey 2 in your green book, and please stand if you're able. We are going to sing the first verse. We're going to sing the English translation for that, and then we're going to go straight into verses 2, 3, and 4 on the bottom right of your page. Let's sing together.
It's my pleasure now to introduce to you our scripture readers, Hannah Lehman, who comes to us from Stockdale High School in Bakersfield, California, 2,556 miles away from EMU, and Isaac Aldifer, who comes from Broadway High School in Broadway, Virginia, only 16 miles away. Welcome, Hannah and Isaac.
Good evening. Tonight's Old Testament reading is included in Eastern Mennonite University's vision statement, a passage which can be seen on the banner on my left. Micah 6:6-8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
A portion of today's New Testament scripture reading served as one of Eastern Mennonite University's founding statements in 1917. Here, consider these words that Jesus prayed regarding his disciples. John 17, verses 13-21a. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one.
It is now my privilege to introduce Dr. Susan Schultz Huxman, who will bring the presidential address. Dr. Susan Schultz Huxman has served for more than 26 years in higher education in a variety of administrative and academic leadership roles. She has served as Eastern Mennonite University's ninth president since January 1, 2017. Dr. Huxman was president of Conrad Grable University College, Waterloo, Canada, from 2011 to 2016. Previously, she was director of the Elliott School of Communication at Wichita State University, the only comprehensive integrated communication program in the state of Kansas. She has served on the boards of Mennonite Education Agency and Western District Conference of Mennonite Church USA. Dr. Huxman holds an MA and PhD in Communication Studies from the University of Kansas. A 1982 graduate of Bethel College with a degree in English, Dr. Huxman went on to specialize in communication. Her dissertation, titled In the World But Not of It, Mennonite Rhetoric in World War I as an Enactment of Paradox, was inspired by an interterm history class that she took at Bethel College. Dr. Huxman has won numerous awards and recognitions for teaching excellence when on the faculty at Wichita State. She has published 24 scholarly articles and book chapters and is co-author with Carlin Kors Campbell of The Rhetorical Act, Thinking, Speaking, and Writing Critically, and editor of Landmark Speeches on U.S. Pacifism. She and her husband, Jesse, have 3 adult children. Please join me in welcoming Dr. President Susan Huxman.
Well, good afternoon, new students, and greetings to parents and siblings and grandparents and other supporting cast members you may have brought from near and far. Welcome to EMU, Eastern Mennonite University. We are so glad that you are here. As Fred mentioned, my name is Susan. I am president here of Eastern Mennonite University, and I am delighted to officially welcome you to campus. We are committed in word and deed to a noble mission to prepare our students to serve and lead in a global context in the spirit of Scripture, to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. I'm delighted to welcome you to Harrisonburg, or the Burg, as we call it, a city of about 58,000 and one of the top 10 college towns in the nation. Harrisonburg, as you've heard Mayor Reed say, is known as the friendly city, and I hope you find this to be true. I'm delighted to welcome you to the Shenandoah Valley. We are nestled in and around three glorious mountain ranges with stunning vistas in every direction. It's great to come to a campus and learn, but it's even greater to do that in a beautiful place where we are reminded daily of God's breathtaking handiwork. Today, I'd like to reflect on this major transition, this amazing journey all of our new students are about to embark on. And I'd like to reinforce the special meaning of value-added education at EMU. And third, I'd like to remind you, all of our new students, that you join a mighty river of EMU alums and supporters who wish you all the success in the world. So first, let's talk about this amazing rite of passage that you are experiencing right now. You're leaving home, a familiar hemisphere, easy to navigate, and you're entering a kind of new galaxy of sorts. Recently in the Boston Globe, an editorial appeared from a parent who was leaving her last child at university. It's written by Beverly Beckham, and it's called I Was the Sun, and They Were the Planets. She says, after the last one left, I thought, this is cosmic. I was the sun, and they were the planets. And there was life on those planets, whirling, nonstop plans and parties and friends coming and going and ideas and dreams and the phone ringing and the doors slamming. And I got to beam down on them, to watch, to glow. And then they were gone, one after the other. They'll be back, my husband said. And he was right. They came back. But he was wrong, too, because they came back for intervals, not for always, not planets anymore, making their predictable orbits, but unpredictable, like shooting stars. Well, as both a parent and an educator, I can relate to the cosmic disruption that this parent describes. With each of our three children going off to university, I remember what a momentous time that was for us, joyous and exciting to be sure, but a bit sad and scary too. Developmental psychologists will tell us that outside the impressionable ages of birth to age four, the most dramatic changes that happen in a person's life occur in these college years, which for most people happens in this precious four-year window of their life between the ages of 17 and 22, which may explain why we often tell our children before they leave home for university such things as, don't forget where you come from. Perhaps you can take comfort, as I did, in finding a research study about the first-year experience in college that showed, overall, students actually felt closer to their families after they left home and spent a year in residence than before. Well, thank you, parents, for entrusting us with your most precious gift, your adult child. Rest assured, they are not matriculating to an alien universe light years away. And you know what? You will beam in a new way when they become accomplished shooting stars. Second, let's talk about the special values right here at EMU, values that we practice, not just preach, as a community of learners. So what are these special values? Well, to begin with, we are committed, as you heard our provost say, to teaching the whole student, intellectually, personally, socially, and spiritually. At EMU, this careful attention to teaching the whole student means we also tackle academic questions by looking at the whole picture. We study content and context, art and science, principles and practice, the sacred and the secular, reason and revelation, together, holistically. You should know that this attention to wholeness runs counter to the fragmentation and extreme specialization that is all too common in many colleges and universities today. EMU counters this siloing trend by being committed to values-added education, an education that is grounded in critical thinking, reflective practice, interdisciplinary study, global engagement, communication effectiveness, and faith-informed character. Not coincidentally, the most sought-after skills by employers for any industry. And perhaps that's why, year after year, EMU grads have a superb track record in landing excellent jobs in their field of choice or getting into graduate school and med school. In a word, we are committed to serving, leading, and transforming. We are committed to serve each other, the underserved, and the vulnerable, in order to strengthen our communities. Peter 4:10 captures the sacred beauty of how we are all called to serve one another. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. We are committed to lead in a global context. We lead nationally and internationally in peace building, restorative justice, and conflict transformation. We lead among faith-based institutions in offering a third way to engage some of the most intractable problems of our time. We lead regionally and nationally in sustainability and creation care initiatives. We lead locally and in the state in the helping professions, in nursing, pre-med, biomed, education, counseling, and social work, to name just a few. We are committed to transforming lives and communities for the better. One of our signature programs at EMU, required of all students, is something called cross-cultural engagement. Students typically say to us with great enthusiasm, "My cross-cultural experience changed my life." South America, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, or right here in the Commonwealth or Washington, D.C., students live and learn from their host families and teachers and are immersed in an extensive and intensive cross-cultural experience. The beauty of that experience is that students begin to see with new eyes. They see with more compassion and less certitude. They see with more tenderness and less toughness. And they see with more reverence and less rush to judgment. In sum, we become a transformed learning community, a Christian university like no other that celebrates the whole student. Third and finally, let's talk about the large cheering section that you've inherited by becoming an EMU Royal. EMU has thousands of alumni all over the globe, alums from all 50 states. And guess what? We are so fortunate that so many of our former students stay in touch and actively contribute to the success of this school and its students. Truly, a great cloud of witnesses are in prayer and support for this beloved learning community and the new lives, your lives, that will be inspired for uncommon significance. Last year was our centennial year, and what a milestone. We marked 100 years of transformational education at EMU, and as part of that celebration year, we received an all-time record in donations, $9 million from our alums and friends. Indeed, a mighty river of support, most of that earmarked to support academic programs, facilities, and student scholarships. Last year, when I visited alums up and down the East Coast, from Florida to Massachusetts, I heard a familiar theme. Whether these alumni were 25 or 85 or some age in between, EMU changed my life, they said. I met some of my best friends, and they're still my best friends at EMU. Last year was my first year as president at EMU. I'm just 1 year ahead of you. I'm a sophomore, you're freshman. But I have discovered something very, very special here. I can tell you with great enthusiasm and confidence that this is an authentic and life-giving spot, our own kind of Camelot. So here we are in 2018, poised to enter a second century. We, you and I, get to write its first chapter. That's cool, don't you think? Just a little bit exciting, just a little bit of pressure. And this is where you, our new undergraduate students, come in, all 246 of you today, first year and transfer students. Our commencement speaker this past spring, a distinguished alum from EMU and a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Lema Bowie, told over 500 graduating students this: in 100 years of EMU's existence, who would have told anyone that a girl from West Africa in a tiny little village, in a tiny little country, who came here to validate her peace-building work at the community level, would graduate and then come back several years later to be recognized as the first honorary degree awardee. She continued, "I pray that each of you might live up to the expectations of this great university, situated right here in this wonderful community." We do have great expectations for you, our incoming class. We hope you will actively shape our future. I hope when EMU celebrates its 200th anniversary, your class will be remembered as the second century movers and shakers that started it all. Now there's a challenge for you, and for me, and for us. Class of 2018, soon you will be referred to as the class of 2020, if you're transfer students, or the class of 2022. Between now and then, I wish you all the best, and on behalf of the entire EMU community, I wish you a most royal welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Huxman. Students, up to this point, you've been engaged with admissions counselors and their excellent care in guiding you through the maze of college admissions, all of which is part of the enrollment division. I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Jim Smucker, Vice President of Enrollment and Student Life, to share a few words. After Dr. Smucker shares, Dr. Deirdre Longacre-Smeltzer, Vice President and Undergraduate Academic Dean, will conclude our ceremony.
Thank you, Dr. Niss. A special greeting to all who are parents, guardians, friends, and relatives of the incoming class of 2020 and 2022. And a special welcome, students, as finally the day has come and you are now entering the Academy of Higher Learning. Students, you've worked hard for a long number of years to prepare yourself for this accomplishment. You've received numerous accomplishments along the way, which we honor. This is a highly accomplished class in regards to academics and extracurriculars. We look forward to spending the next 4 years with you and are excited to learn what you have to teach us. Parents, it's been only 5 years since I delivered my youngest of three children to college. I've been where you are now, and I remember feeling deeply the sense of pride while at the same time the sense of loss that you may be experiencing at this moment. Students, some of your loved ones, if they are like me, won't even make it to the car before they completely break down and lose it. That's because this transition is full of hopes and dreams for an incredible and unforgettable life for you. For new first-year students, here's a little bit of advice. When your mom wants to unpack all of your clothes and make your bed, let her. When your dad wants to introduce himself to all the people on your floor, let him. When they want to take pictures of every move you make this weekend and post them on Facebook, let them. If they embarrass you or act crazy, it's their job. As you start this new chapter of your life, they are also starting a new chapter in their lives. And believe it or not, this is probably more difficult for them than it is for you. So let them treat you like your baby, their baby, one last time. If you're sitting here as an entering student, I want you to acknowledge those who have made it possible for you to be here today. There have been many sacrifices made by parents and teachers and relatives and friends and church parishioners and others who have served as continual lanterns, leading you along the way and served you as a solid cornerstone of support. If you have been the benefactor of love and support and hard work of others so that you can be here today, let's take a moment to thank them with a symbol of applause. Today, the incoming graduating class of 2022 demonstrates tremendous diversity as they hail from 20 different states and 8 countries from around the world. This class represents 31 different religious affiliations, as well as those who do not have a religious affiliation. This class is 60% female and 40% male. 33% of this class are student athletes. We are quite aware that diversity is a key to being a universal first-rate university, and we celebrate such diversity as 31% of our incoming class is non-white. When it comes to majors of interest, 17 of you are interested in biology or pre-med, while another 37 are interested in nursing. 9 in liberal arts, 16 in business, and 11 in engineering. And we're also excited about the 15 students who are yet undeclared. And now a challenge to our first-year students. Our purpose as a student life division here at EMU is to build a community that welcomes, includes, supports, and challenges each individual on their learning journey towards growth, discipleship, and authenticity. Nothing supports growth in the development of authenticity like failure and falling short. Success has little to teach us on the spiritual path. Come fearlessly. I remember well sitting in your seat some 30 years ago, the nervous energy that I had, the fear of the unknown, and the insurmountable feeling of 4 years and 120 credit hours ahead. Understand that growth happens outside of our comfort zones. Bring us your unique self at its best. Feel free to fail. Understand that God places the best things in life on the other side of fear. Know that when you fail, as Fred said earlier, the EMU community is here to pick you up. So don't deprive us of the contributions that only you can bring to our community. We need you at your best. We need your freshness, your ideas, your energy, and your wisdom. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:16 to 17, from now on, we must look at nothing from an ordinary point of view. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. We are counting on each of you to help make EMU new. We're so incredibly blessed to have you join our EMU family. Our hope is that you realize not only the significance of Eastern Mennonite University, but your own significance as well. We want you to gain a sense of purpose, a feeling of belongingness. We want something to call out to you, demanding the very best of your gifts, the very best of your talents, and the very best of your mind. So on behalf of the entire enrollment and student life division, we welcome you. We bless you and we join with the academic division under the care of Dr. Deirdre Smeltzer to support your learning and growth over the next 4 years.
Good evening, everyone. I, too, want to welcome you formally to Eastern Mennonite University. We hope that you will grow in many ways and engage in a variety of activities during your time here at EMU, from sports to music to student government to clubs. And we also assume that the pursuit of an academic degree is the key reason you're here. You'll find, and you're probably already getting a sense, that an EMU education isn't generic. We do our best to infuse our core values, rooted in Christian Anabaptist faith and a 100-year-old institutional tradition, into all of our academic programs. You'll find these threads: care for creation, development of practices of peace and justice, cross-cultural awareness, and service to others, interwoven throughout the curriculum, regardless of which of these disciplines behind me you'll choose to pursue. As you've already heard, EMU is a liberal arts institution, which means that we believe you'll learn the most and reach your full potential by taking courses in a broad spectrum of disciplines. So regardless of what you're studying, you'll take classes ranging from natural sciences to history to literature to social sciences to creative arts to mathematics to Anabaptist biblical perspectives, and so on. Because we're a small school, you'll be able to learn to know your classmates and develop close mentoring relationships with your professors. If you're a first-year student, you'll be taking a transitions course. You'll probably also be taking a college writing course. Regardless of whether you're a first-year student or a transfer student, you'll also be taking a variety of courses in across the disciplines in order to satisfy either the general education requirements or to pursue the major of your choice. So, the pursuit of your degree is going to be supported by a wide array of professors from various disciplines. So at this time, anyone who is teaching a transitions course or a college writing course or any other course taken by undergraduate students, please stand. Students, these folks are going to be important people in your lives. I encourage you to start right away getting to know them. Build your relationships with them in formative, positive ways, and let them shape your lives as you move through your time here at EMU. Let's give them a hand. And now would all of the new students please stand? As of this point, you are an EMU student. On Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, just a few days from now, classes will begin and you'll be off on your academic journey. I welcome each of you formally to the Academy. May you keep your eyes firmly fixed on your academic goals while cultivating the habits of mind, body, and spirit that will enable you to grow and develop in healthy ways. Welcome. Before we conclude our service this evening, I have a few logistical notes as we transition to the next events. Following the final hymn, you're dismissed and invited to Thomas Plaza, just outside this building, for a celebratory dinner. We will enjoy a casual family-style picnic on the lawn. You can find your way to a picnic blanket or sit in the amphitheater on Thomas Plaza. There, you'll also find some stacks of chairs leaning against trees that you're welcome to use. Help yourself to food, and when most of us have gone through the line, we'll interrupt to ask a blessing for the meal. At 7 p.m., parents and families are dismissed to their accommodations, and at that time, there's a required session for all new students in the main stage auditorium in the University Commons. You can enter that building, the Commons, through the door located directly across the lawn from this building. Students will be done for the evening at 9:30 p.m. You can find further information on your guidebook app. So to conclude this service, I invite everyone to stand if you're able to sing hymn number 71 in your blue hymnal, led again by Leah. After we sing the first verse, the faculty will process out of the auditorium while the rest of us continue to sing.
Professor David Berry will play through this song once, and then we will join him on verse one as the second time through comes along.